Mushing enthusiasts from around the world are gathering in Whitehorse this week for the Yukon Quest. On Wednesday, the small streets and parking lots along the Yukon River started filling up with dog trucks, with furry heads visible through the screened doors. Meanwhile, officials and trailbreakers rushed around taking care of last-minute details. One extra thing they have to deal with this year is an open lead on the Yukon River.
There's a 6-kilometer-long stretch of river in front of Dawson City, which is open.
Rick Janowist is a hydrologist with the Yukon government and said this has only happened once since they started keeping records in 1995.
Very unusual, yeah, for a northern community.
Because of the open water, the Yukon government hasn't been able to build an ice road that connects Dawson City to West Dawson. The Quest also uses the ice road to access a campground across the river, where mushers and handlers camp with their dog teams. Now they'll have to cross in a different spot, a couple miles from town. Janowich believes the open lead is caused not by warm weather, but by an ice dam.
A blockage upstream, a short distance upstream.
The blockage is preventing the little particles of ice that form during freeze-up from growing into bigger ones.
So the little tiny frazzle flocks can form, but there's not enough room for them to collide and to turn into the bigger pans. As they reach the downstream ice cover, then the velocity sweeps them underneath and they just get washed through.
While the open water is highly abnormal, he says there's really no such thing as a normal year on the Yukon.
Very dynamic system.
The Yukon Quest starts on Saturday. In Whitehorse, I'm Molly Reddig.